Financial goals, what are they? I mean, for real, because I don't think a lot of people understand what financial goals are. But we're going to talk about that in this episode. What's up, everybody? This is Uncle G with Mentally Financial with Gary B. When I work with clients, I talk about financial goals. That's the first thing that I talk about is financial goals. So I want y'all to get a piece of paper, or I want y'all to record this, or just come back to this episode. Because we're going to really dive into this thing and see what it really is. Hey, this is Uncle G with Mentally Financial. I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Mentally Financial with Gary B, aka Uncle G here. Hey, like I said at the top of the intro, we're going to talk about financial goals. This episode is definitely unscripted. I don't even have bullet points. So I'm going to be just talking to you right off the dome and telling you what I feel financial goals are and how you should try to set them, okay? So technically, what is the problem? Financial goals. What's the solution? How to set them. All right. With that being said, I'm a financial coach, and I talk to people all the time about, you know, their goals, because they come to me, they ask me how can they work on their credit score, how can they work on their credit report or clean it up, or how can they get a house, or how can they get a loan. Well, to me, those are generalized statements, but if you want those things, you need to put them in a perspective order. Like, tell me exactly what you want first. Because I know, yeah, you might want a brand new car. You might want a house, or you might want just get a loan to do whatever you're going to do with it. But if you don't put stuff in perspective, meaning, hey, focus on one thing. I want to get a house. Okay, I'm going to ask you, when do you want to get the house? Well, I want to get it this year. Okay, when this year? Next month? 6 months? End of the year? You know, you got to give me very specific information so I can help you decide on how to put these goals in order. So let's just take, for instance, you do want to get a house, but you want to get it next year. Okay, then what we're going to do is we're going to work on some short-term or some and long-term, not or, but and some long-term goals. The short-term goals is going to be, first, we're going to sit down, we're going to look at your credit reports. You're not hearing me talk about credit scores because I don't teach you how to chase credit scores. I teach you how to build great credit profiles that's going to get you the credit score that's going to help you get the interest rate that you're looking for at the time when you decide to get the house, okay? Now, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to put together some short-term goals. We're going to look at your credit reports. We're going to look at your financial situation. We're going to look at your living situation right now, okay? Because those things are going to affect what tomorrow is going to bring when it comes to you to get this house. So when we pull up your credit report, we're going to go to annualcreditreport.com. Not to Credit Karma, not to Credit Sesame, not to Experian, none of those monitoring apps. We're not going to go there. We're going to go to the big board, to annualcreditreport.com. We're going to get all three of your credit reports, okay? When we get your credit reports, we're going to look at everything that's on there. Then we're going to remove anything that might negatively affect you, all right? We're not going to remove anything that should be on there because that's not what I do. I'm not a credit repair specialist, so I'm not going to go in there and remove stuff just so you can get a house. Or whatever. And like I said, we're talking about houses right now. So I'm not going to remove something just so you can get a better credit score in the end to get the house. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason why I don't do that, first of all, is because it's fraudulent. You're committing a crime by removing something that you know is yours. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, if let's say that stuff is in collections and the collection agency is trying to get some money from you. Yes, I'm going to tell you to verify it with them, even if you know it's yours. Verify it with the collection agency because sometimes there's a lot of scammers out here that will try to get money out of you because they know you owe something. So if they can't verify it, and they can't verify that they actually have approval to get that money from you, no, go ahead and get it removed. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that is understandable. But if it's something that you know is yours, don't come to me, because I'm not going to help you get that taken off, because you do owe it. And that's another thing, y'all. When you get that removed from your credit report, you still owe the debt. The debt doesn't go away just because you got it removed from your credit report, okay? Now, once we look at everything and we look, make sure everything equal on all of the three credit agent reporting agencies, we're going to look at all three credit reports. We're going to make sure everything aligns with each other. Once that's done, then we're going to work on the financial savings part of it. This is where the money you're going to start putting to the side, because we don't know if, I mean, I don't know if you're going to put a down payment for this house, or if you're going to try to get some, you know, land grants or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So those are going to be all the things that we put into this plan that we're going to put together. So when we decide what direction we're going to go in, like the average FHA is 3.5, you know, percent down payment. You see what I'm saying? So we either going to work on that, or we're just going to work on a down payment period, or just saving money just for incidentals, saving money for new furniture or whatever, or, you know, utilities or whatever you're going to need when you get into this home. Once we start figuring that out and we come up with something, we're going to put it in black and white. Boom, this is what we're going to do. Then the next thing we're going to work on is setting up a savings account strictly for that money and how much money we're going to put into that, weekly, biweekly, monthly, or however it's going to be set up. Then once we do that, that's our short-term goal. Our long-term goal is, we already know a year from now we want to get this house. So every month we're going to do something that's going to be positive towards getting that home that you want, or car, or whatever it is. I'm just using the home as an example. So that's what financial goals are. You come up with the first, you come up with the short-term goals to get things in order, than the long-term goals of what you want. Because, see, I don't want to help you get a house and you can't keep it. There's so many people out there, same with cars. They go buy these things because they got the money now, today, but they're not looking at tomorrow when they got to keep paying for this thing. And a house is a very major, you know, financial situation, project. You know what I'm saying? That's a big boy. You know, we're talking about 15, 20, 30 years of your life, you're going to be paying for this. So if you can't afford it, I'd rather for us to see it in the beginning, and then instead of you getting it and then 6 months, year, two, 3 years later, you got to lose it because you didn't really focus. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my goal is. My goal is to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. So this is just a quick synopsis of what financial goals are, short term and long term. Hey, we're going to get you there. I just need you to get focused, get right, and we're going to talk about this thing. Like I said, we talked about financial goals. If you want to get more in depth and more, you know, strongly into it, hit me up, gbronejuniorfinancial.org or gbronejunior.org. I'm here to help you. We're going to get you where you want to go. Okay? I do the research. You just got to follow. This your boy Uncle G with Mentally Financial with Gary B. Thank you for checking me out. Thank you for the love and support. I'll see you in the next episode. Later.
I want to give a big shout out to all my incredible listeners for vibing with me through this episode. Mark your calendar, because I drop a fresh batch of knowledge every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's a date that you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your squad and your fam. Catch me vibing on your go-to streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Just stop by my website for the full experience. Until the next episode, keep it real. Keep it mentally financial. I'm your man, Uncle G, signing off with nothing but peace and love.